on the right, just a little tower. If you can remember that, that tower stands at the highest point of the Mount of Olives. You could not have seen Jerusalem from where I am because the Mount of Olives is in the way, but you can see the Mount of Olives. That city spilling down the side of the Mount of Olives is the city of Bethany, where Lazarus, Mary, and Martha lived. And that's where Jesus was going. So he came up the backside of that mountain, where that tower is, came to the city of Bethany, a small village even to this day, interacted with his friends, and eventually stood in front of a tomb and asked them to open it. Now, again, I'd love to come back someday and talk through that. There's some really cool cultural stuff there too, but we won't. That resurrection of Lazarus changed things, because it did two things according to the Bible. One, it got the Jerusalem authorities worked up in a way they had never been. They decided that they were going to put Jesus and Lazarus to death. Look it up in the Gospel of John, which always seemed kind of stupid to me, because Jesus had just raised Lazarus from the dead. I don't know what they thought he would do if they killed him and raised him again. That doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. Maybe they didn't believe that it had happened, but they plotted against Jesus and Lazarus, and that's the first evidence of a specific plot by the Sadducean authorities. The second thing that happened is he became really famous really fast. And all of a sudden it says many people were attracted to him in a way apparently that had not happened before. Now, why is that? Well, the answer is in part because of the cultural setting of where and when that event happened. So come with me a little bit farther. Now we're on the Jerusalem side of the Mount of Olives. Little bit of a risk here to do this tonight in a short time. The risk is, of course, that I give you so much data and so many disconnected pictures that I do more to confuse you than to help you. But I want you to keep remembering that Mount of Olives. On the other side is Bethany. The reason I didn't put the word on the mountain is because it's just hidden behind that tower. On this side, coming down into the Kidron, the Mount of Olives, and then to the left, the city of Jerusalem. Now, the road would have left Bethany over here, to the east, up. Notice the gold dome right in the center of the picture. The road would have gone through the little village of Bethphage like this, then down the Mount of Olives and into the city of Jerusalem. The reason Jesus raising Lazarus created such a stir among the people and the leadership is not only where it was, it's in Bethany, which is a tiny little village really, but it's on the road. It's on the main road for anyone coming north or east coming to Jerusalem. So everybody that walked through there heard the news, and so it spread fast. Second, the reason everybody was showing up at that particular time was it was Passover. And that meant if you were religious, every adult male was supposed to come to Jerusalem for Passover, and many brought their families with them. So it's not just an ordinary time when people are walking through Bethany, but it's a time when thousands and tens of thousands, Josephus's numbers seem to indicate 3 million, which many scholars think is a stretch. But even then, if it's half that, imagine how many people are coming up to the city of Jerusalem and hearing that story. Now, what I'd like to do is to give you the cultural setting of that event. So bear with me, okay? A bunch of data, because we tend to read the Palm Sunday event as a disjointed, wow, look what happened that day kind of thing. And it wasn't. Its setting is Jesus is suddenly wildly popular and extremely unpopular because of that with the leaders. Second, it's a holiday. Now follow me for a moment. Many of you know this, but God had instituted in the Hebrew Bible 7 holidays running through an entire, we would call it church year. Religious year. First was Passover, then unleavened bread, and then first fruits. They all happened relatively close together. Passover, according to the Old Testament, Hebrew Bible, was on the 14th day of the month, first month in their calendar, 14th. The next day, the 15th, was unleavened bread. So 14, 15, Passover, unleavened bread. Then we have to go to the day after the Sabbath. Now that's a little bit confusing, and Jews have debated this. If Passover is the 14th and unleavened bread is the 15th, when is the Sabbath? Well, most Jews apparently held that the Sabbath is the next Saturday. The day after that is first fruits. So that means